Chapter 4. Cheating is awesome. Taintmaster frantically sent a second pulse of probability into the sphere. This pulse was decidedly less circumspect and made the walls of the sphere vibrate noticeably. These reverberations bled into the surrounding cosmic space in minute but exponentially worsening ways. The Chaos Lord poured in even more power until, finally, the red border on the interface window disappeared. The simulacrum was able to cancel the alarm and encourage the labyrinth mechanisms into diverting enough energy to fuel the mythic-ranked boon. Labyrinth Administrator assigned. Labyrinth Administrator assignment redacted. Processing. Increased energy allocated to newly integrated world. New mythic boon being created to accommodate null world. Scanning world for appropriate boon. Resonant energy found. Assessing. Higher energy detected. Using higher energy as template for new boon. New process being created. Mythic ranked boon being awarded. Chaotica. This is the first time this boon has been awarded. This has earned an achievement for the newly inducted world. As the originator of this resonant energy which created a growth-type reward which only exists on a newbie world, the Earth has proven to be a trailblazer. Awarding the achievement, Oregon Trail.
That sounds great,
that fucking guy exclaimed, right before holding his stomach.
Wait, do I have dysentery?
All earned Chaotica will be doubled. The second portion shall aid world development. The sphere shuddered once again as it processed far more power than had initially been intended. The simulacrum continued to silence warning prompts that popped up, basically sending the all clear. Though it was, of course, impossible, the emotionless being that had replaced Silver Fox looked just a bit annoyed as it was forced to work harder than had ever been intended. Of course, there was that ancient saying ubiquitous to the labyrinth universes. If anyone could piss you off, it was Taintmaster. Outside the sphere, the Chaos Lord chose to ignore the defiance of the cosmic golem. Instead, the cosmic being remained hidden, albeit now rather poorly hidden in the waves of the infinite probability. It read the description of the last boon. Once she did, even he was taken aback. Never, even in the infinite majesty of probability, did the Chaos Lord anticipate this. This boon was beyond mythic in its implications. It might be stronger than even legendary boons. While the Chaotica would be good for the humans, what it could mean for the Earth itself was staggering. Even for that fucking guy, the consequences of what he'd just done were enough to give him pause.
This,
she realized,
might cause some problems.
What was done, however. It did wish the boon had been named something else, though. Chaotica? That was basically begging for other powers to know what he'd done. It was like a vampire hiding in a school and calling itself Coach Veratu. She might come by her moniker, Taintmaster, honestly, but she wasn't an on-the-nose hack. Just as it was about to risk cosmic repercussions by injecting even more energy into the sphere, for the third time that day, if anyone was counting, the simulacrum shook its head in disgust. Acting on its own merit, it began typing into the interface, changing the name of the mythic boon. Impressed, the Lord of Chaos looked at what the fake demiurge decided to name such a powerful boon. Huh. Magicka. The word was benign, banal, and in no way suggestive of the labyrinth collapsing possibilities of this newly created boon. Perfect, he thought with a grin. Inside the sphere, the simulacrum rolled its eyes and continued its work inside the legendary subdimension. Time had no meaning in the globe, but if it could have been measured, the fake demiurge would have worked for enough time for mountains to be worn into valleys. At long last, the golem quieted the final alarm. The windows in the sphere closed one by one, until only a single notification was left, showing a pleasing green line of magical code. All protocols met, Allocation of required resources needed for induction of new planet into the mortal realm approved. Beginning assimilation of Earth into Labyrinth in 3, 2, 1. The simulacrum faded from existence, quickly followed by the dissolution of the sphere. With its destruction, the localized temporal freeze dissolved, creating a string of the dual higher energy, cause. The moment that string began to ripple in a far-off corner of the labyrinth, 3.26 trillion souls, spanning 9 solar systems and 14 planets, found that their prayers to Silver Fox were no longer being answered. Worse, the faith-based magic that had kept them safe from the dangers of their worlds began to fail in a hastening cascade. In the days to come, monsters would feast until less than 2 million refugees finally made their way into the labyrinth, each new day a struggle to survive. The survivors carved a single concept into their souls. We will never be prey again. Uncaring of any of that, a disembodied gray smile appeared outside the spatial folds that once held the simulacrum. One thought occupied the mind attached to those plump lips.
Cheating is awesome! Bow, bow, bow!
After it finished patting itself on her metaphysical back, the Chaos Lord did deign to notice the faintest of perturbations in the cosmic flow around the sphere. Frowning slightly, it felt this might potentially not fully not be its fault, so it generously sent pulses of potential all around the sphere, muddling the signals. Basically, the equivalent of spilling spaghetti on your mom's couch and then flipping the cushion. Looking around, it nodded to itself in a cock-strong and head-sure way.
This'll be fine, yeah.
Pausing for a moment, it then added, with an even wider and dumber smile,
Yeah, I'm good.
With that slightly manic grin on her smug face, she faded into the ether, moving on to other matters of cosmic significance. If it had waited just a bit longer, he would have seen the cosmic swirls take on a semblance of order, a phenomenon that began to spread through infinite probability like an oil spill over an ocean. If she had taken the time to listen, he would have heard the off-key twang of snapping threads of fate.